Coming up on this episode of the MD and Chef Team Show.
50% of the women have 2 to 3 chronic conditions over 65 years old. They are on medication. And most of this is osteoporosis, their heart health, you know, all the issues that are related with our female sex hormones going down during the perimenopausal years and the lack of understanding of the care during those years that leads to, that can lead to so many of these chronic conditions.
Welcome to the show from the MD and Chef team. I'm Dr. Isabel, medical doctor here at the MD and Chef team. And who are you?
And I'm Chef Michael, culinary nutrition expert. I'm the chef part of the team.
And what are we going to talk about, babe? Now, I can say that because he's my husband.
Yes. Well, then we'll be talking about marriage, relationships, parenting, intimacy.
Ooh.
We'll talk about mindsets of success, overcoming depression, anxiety. I'll be getting into functional nutrition, recipes and tips from the kitchen. And we're going to both get into how to live a long, healthy, vibrant life.
Yes, I love it. Our mission is to help you prevent and reverse disease and give you hope in the process.
Oh yeah, we like to have fun too.
So let's get on with the show. Hi, everyone. It's me, your Dr. Isabel. Chef Michael's not here, but it is the MD and Chef Team Show. Today, I have the honor to be here with Amita Sharma. And a little bit about Amita is she is a technology professional who suffered perimenopausal embarrassing moments at work, which led her to a journey of research into the topic and eventually creating an app for women. So watch out for that app. Amita is the co-founder of Nourish Doc. I love that title, Nourish Doc, a wellness platform for peri and postmenopausal women. Today, we're going to talk to Amita and just ask her, please, if you don't mind, Amita, to share your story, because we all really connect with our hearts when we hear other people's stories so that we don't feel alone and people get hope. So do you mind sharing with us your story?
Yeah, absolutely. So before I go to my perimenopause story, if I remind a few years back when I was a teenager, I got jaundice, right? I was 18 at that time. And getting jaundice at the teenage years is not good because your liver is your detox organ here. And I actually had a lot of problems during that time. My gut health issues, gastrointestinal, all kind of things that you can think of. Now, moving forward, my perimenopausal years, first of all, no clue that there is a word called perimenopause that exists in the world.
Yes, right? I know that space. Yes.
You know that, doctor. So my journey was sitting in a meeting and I'm dripping like a crazy person here. And my flow suddenly down there, suddenly someone has opened a tab. I'm not kidding you. I mean, it's like so embarrassing. And I'm thinking I'm getting a heart attack. I'm not kidding you. I'm serious. I was like, oh my God, what's happening? I never sweat in my life. And I'm like, you know, slowly like going dripping. I mean, it can be funny now. And now I look back, but it was not funny at that time. And I'm fine. I'm not getting any heart palpitations or anything like that. So I said, maybe it's a one-time thing that happened to me. No, no, it started happening regularly, not every single day, but suddenly out of the blue, sweat, sweat, sweat. And suddenly you don't know what's happening. So it started becoming very embarrassing. I started feeling very ashamed. I felt a little bit, oh my God, who do I go talk to? I can't talk to anyone. If I go talk to someone, anyone, they'll think I've gone cuckoo or something, right? And,
yes.
And it's a perception. I hate to say that, but that's how anyone, we women especially, go start talking to perimenopause, to a male boss. He's going to start looking at me like, are you going crazy or what, right? Can you do your job properly or not? Mm-hmm. And here I am in the tech world, full of men. And I'm not saying there were no more women, but predominantly, I would say men and very few women in 40-something. That is just a fact of working in the tech industry. You know, younger people come in 20-something, 30-something. And when, by the time you're in 40, definitely not that many perimenopausal women. But, you know, and So that's kind of when I started digging in a little bit, and I started changing my jobs every other year or something like that. I'm like, that's not going to solve this problem. This is a deep-rooted problem. How long can I keep hiding my age and hiding that whatever is coming at me from universe, right? Which is perimenopause here.
Right? How old were you when this started?
I was 44, and that's what the problem is, right? We know as women, puberty, we know when our periods are going to start. We know that. Our moms tell us, and, you know, school, there's enough education about menstrual health. When the periods are coming, you don't get pregnant, all those things, right?
Right.
So we know that part of our life is whatever. And then we know when the periods are going to stop. In between, there is a fertility part. We know we're supposed to get the babies out, you know, as women.
Yeah. If we choose.
If we choose, but typically we are like fertility here. Mm-hmm. And then after that, okay, thank you. You've got the kids out. Now this, and I'm talking about society. I'm not talking about anyone's home. I'm talking about global society. Nobody pays attention to beyond these years, what is happening in between to women's health. And that's exactly what happened. 10 years before I'm supposed to get menopause, I started getting symptoms of perimenopause, which is completely caught, like unexpected,
right,
visited my life, which I did not think that I'm going to start doing, getting it.
Right, because we don't hear a lot of information out there about perimenopause. I mean, now we're hearing more and more because women are going, hey! but back, you know, back when you went through that and when I went through that, it was like, I am going crazy, you know, and I have to be quiet about this because there is a shame to it. So I understand what you're saying.
And now women our generation are coming out. Some of the celebrities, you know, they're going through perimenopause, menopause themselves. You hear them because, you know, they're turning 50s. They're going into that. And thank God for some of the celebrities and actresses. They're talking openly about it, right? They're going and saying, hey, I am menopausal. And this is what my experience has been. So women are coming out and talking about it. But one generation back, or even 10 years back, nobody wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, it was a very hush-hush topic. I know in medicine, I was never taught about perimenopause and menopause. And because OBGYN doctors, the obstetrics and gynecologists, female doctors, doctors that take care of women, they're taught in medical training. Their whole training is about, it's very intense. It's surgical. It's very highly surgical. They're really focusing on cancer. When you ask, did you get any training on perimenopause or menopause? Very, very little. So even gynecologists aren't aware. So we have to do our research. And you did.
Yeah. And my sister, my cousin, she's a gynecologist, my cousin's sister, actually. And I talked to her. She says, no, I only deliver babies. And that's my... that's my job, is to deliver babies.
I know.
Can you imagine that? And I mean, she's being honest, right? So she's busy delivering babies. And I always talk to her, no, there's a delivery happening. And never talk about anything else. And I come from a family of doctors. They all talk about surgeries, like you're talking about it.
Right.
The focus is on that. The focus is not on, but definitely not menopause, perimenopause.
No. No, because we've already done our dash, you know. Okay, put them up on the shelf. So tell me what your holistic lifestyle for women in perimenopause looks like.
So I did a lot of research, as I said, and I'm not a medical doctor, as you can see, but I'm a pretty good researcher. So I found a lot of correlation of lack of care during the perimenopausal years and onset of chronic conditions. And if you look at the data, over 50% of the women in America, you know, all the data is from United States, but I think it is applicable for most of the global markets as well, global countries. 50% of the women have 2 to 3 chronic conditions over 65 years old. They are on medication. And most of this is osteoporosis, their heart health, you know, all the issues that are related with our female sex hormones going down during the perimenopausal years and the lack of understanding of the care during those years that can lead to so many of these chronic conditions like we talked about. So there is a clear correlation of diabetes and early menopause. There's a research being written about that. Mm-hmm. Diabetes, women who get early menopause are prone to diabetes, right? And the osteoporosis, all that bone mass that's going down, we know that after the age of 30, that happens to so many of women, end up being in old age homes, you know, the falls and all these things. So there is a clear data.
Yes.
So I cannot overemphasize the fact that we women have to start taking care of ourselves earlier on, not wait until we are hitting the push button of menopause. It has to start happening earlier.
How would you like to feel a sense of clarity, focus, and mental sharpness that enables you to tackle any challenge with ease? Can you envision experiencing better memory and recall, allowing you to easily remember important details, names, and events? What could you accomplish if your mental energy is always up and allowing you to stay alert and productive throughout the day without feeling that mental fatigue or fogginess? How great would it feel when you experience better quality of sleep, allowing your brain to rest and recharge, leading to increased productivity and creativity? Imagine feeling a sense of calmness and control, allowing you to manage stress and anxiety with ease, giving you the confidence to handle any situation. Be honest with yourself. When was the last time you experienced an overall sense of well-being and satisfaction? You see, your brain health positively impacts all areas of your life, from work to relationships and personal growth. Just visualize how amazing it will feel to have optimal brain health and unlock your full potential. If you want to learn more, and I know you do, then check out the link in the show notes below for the Healthy Brain Club. And we look forward to seeing you there. And now back to the rest of the show.
I hope people are hearing you, because from my 30 plus years of being a medical doctor, unfortunately, humans don't do anything until it starts hurting.
Yes.
You know, I'm with you. Please, everyone, I'm talking to you out there, even if you can't see me. I'm looking at the camera if you can. Anmita and I are talking to you saying, please start awakening yourself to this situation and take control and be the CEO of your health, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, is that, you know, it's like your car maintenance, like you get your oil change of your car, but you never pay attention to yourself. You always pay attention to, especially women. I think we are brainwashed to pay attention to our physical beauty, but not internal things that are happening inside our body.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of things do you help your women do during the perimenopause to help them not succumb to the perimenopause attack?
Absolutely. So I think the first thing is that we should embrace a holistic lifestyle. You know, when I may use the word holistic lifestyle, lifestyle medicine, I think you are a advocate of lifestyle medicine yourself, right, Dr. Isabel? And incorporating all the tenets of lifestyle medicine and holistic lifestyle, of course, diet, nutrition, exercise, breathing, sleep, you know, changing your mindset, all these things combined together. And so rather than talking on a very high 30,000 feet, I'll come down here. And what I have done and is the daily routine. You start with making small changes on your daily routine. Set a daily routine. So, for example, diet, nutrition. You want to make sure, you know, we know that our hormones are going down. And that's why the perimenopause symptoms start, because now hormones have started going down. You need to do your nutrition, nutrient-dense diet. That's what you need to start having, right?
Right. Stop eating dead food. Right?
Exactly. Stop eating processed food. Stop the sugar. Get the sugar out of your diet. Get alcohol. Reduce it to as much as you can. Alcohol is a big trigger. So is caffeine. Replenish it with phytoestrogens, foods that have phytoestrogens, natural estrogen, right? Cruciferous vegetables, these are the ones that you need to start incorporating. Healthy fats like nuts, seeds, all the seeds you can start incorporating in your diet. These are the things that you start incorporating, and protein, increase the intake of protein in your diet in the morning so you keep full. You're not binge eating some kind of a strange things. I know I have a habit of doing, most of us have the habit of doing, eating, snacking and all that things. Try to eat fresh food if possible. I know this seems sounds like, oh my God, how the heck I'm going to eat fresh food every day. Prep it a couple of days ahead of time, chop your vegetables and mix it all together. Don't just go into the frozen aisle and thinking that you're eating fresh food. That's not fresh food. Buy the produce and cook it if possible. So that's the diet, nutrition, a very high level. Then exercise is very important. Walking, weight training, right? This is the things that, and this is all research. There's a ton of research on all this. Breathing, learning to breathe from your diaphragm or deep breathing. This is important. Massaging, what you call oil massage, Abhyanga. Right? This is an Ayurvedic practice. I massage every single day, my whole body. You can use any kind of oil that you like, which doesn't have odor. But right. It's important to massage yourself. And if you're having problem at sleeping, massage your feet and underneath and above, you know, these kind of things. Aromatherapy, essential oils can help you. Massaging your head two or three times in a week, believe it or not, it'll calm your mind.
How do you massage your head?
Well, I use Ayurvedic oils, most of them, because yes. They're medicated. The reason being that they put herbs in their oils. So yes. I like that. And then you start going like this, you know, and the kind of on your scalp, and you go start going, you're massaging your scalp, actually not on top, but massaging your scalp underneath it.
Okay.
There is a very good procedure. It's called Shirodhara. So I don't know whoever is listening, they have it where they live. But what it is basically, I don't know if you can do it yourself, but it is like if you lie down and a stream of, like a lukewarm oil starts going on your forehead right here. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine like this, right? And then your head is full of oil. And if you do that for 30 minutes, there's a research that talks about direct correlation of Shirodhara with better brain health, with better sleep, better mental health, less stress, less anxiety.
Interesting. Now,
this typical procedure, I have gotten it done at an Ayurvedic clinic. Typically, it's offered in Ayurvedic clinics all over the world, wherever the Ayurvedic clinics are.
How do you spell that?
S-H-I-R-O, Shiro. Shiro means head. Dhara. D-H-A-R-A. Dhara means stream. It's a Sanskrit word. So that is what it means. It means stream of oil on your head. literally that.
Yeah.
So this procedure is excellent, for example, for brain health. And the other thing is practicing something called pranayama, called bee breath. You know, when you're humming the sound of bee and going, om, and you do that for 10 times. That also has research talking about your brain health, your mental health, calming your stress, calming your anxiety. These are simple tools. They are free. There's no cost to it.
That's right. The humming is really good. I always recommend people to hum their favorite song. And the humming just, it is. It's like it's throughout your body and it tells your body you're safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Our bodies need to be told we're safe.
Exactly. Our body cannot recognize if there's a tiger in front of us or a car in front of us, the body is going to react the same way. Right. So we need to learn. Stress, we know all over the world, is synonymous, right? Everywhere it stresses us so much. We need to learn to calm ourselves on a daily basis. So we need to learn the tools of calming all the things.
Yes.
So that's one of the things that I highly recommend, learning how to do breathing exercises, learning some yoga exercises that can help you calm down. Learning simple meditation, humming tones, right? Simple meditation, 2 to 3 minutes on a daily basis. These things are going to help you carry over to your perimenopause as well. Mm-hmm. All these things that I'm talking about.
Yes. Good. Well, thank you. You know, every little bit helps. I always say to everybody, you know, you're not going to remember everything, but if you can just get a zinger from one or two zingers, like, oh yeah, I'm going to try that. Like maybe hum. You know, hum for a couple of minutes every day just to calm yourself down. That will help you very much. Now, Amita, I always like to ask you, what three action steps can you give our listeners so that they can take home today and start implementing?
So I think the first step is self-love. We women have to love ourselves. And that can be love in the sense of doing an activity on a daily basis that you truly enjoy. You know, like you could do it for 5 minutes. I love to read books. I love to read history books. So I read that.
Yeah.
I'm just sharing that. And also the second thing is self-worth. We women always think we are not good enough. You know, we need to be told, oh, you are good enough. Or you need to learn to respect yourself and, right, worthy of yourself. I am worthy of myself.
Yes. And know that you are good enough. You know, where you are right now, you're good enough.
Exactly. And the third thing is believe in yourself. Oh my God, whatever is happening. Sometimes, you know, I know someone's going through a divorce or some kind of a relationship problems, whatever is happening in your life. Sometimes it may seem at that time, it's not good or it's something really bad is happening. You know, I don't know, try to embrace it and say, oh, maybe there's something good in it. You know,
I love that. Right? I am so for that kind of thinking, like something good is going to come out of this. I don't know what yet.
Yes.
And it may take years before I see it, but it's going to come out. I'm going to mm-hmm. see it. Yeah.
And focus on your karma, what God has given you. God has given you pretty decent, good cards. Play with your cards, play with your strength, and do the best you can to your karma, and things will come out. Things will work out for you. I mean, that is how I feel that I have tried to do and try to embrace these kind of principles in my life.
Good. I love it. I love it. Where can people find you?
Well, they can go on our website, www.nourishtalk.com. We are launching our app in a couple of months. So for women, it's going to be either perimenopause or postmenopause. So depending on that, women can also check that out. We will let everyone know. So, but for now, check out our website. That's the best place.
Okay, that's the best place, nourishdoc.com. And that will be in the show notes, everybody, in case you are wondering. Well, thank you so much, Amita, for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And sharing your wisdom with everybody, because we're all in this together, right?
Absolutely. And thank you. You're doing an amazing work, amazing job in educating all of us. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us at the MDN Chef team. And before we go, please remember, remain unstoppable. Love you. Mwah. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hello, Chef Michael here. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you subscribed to the podcast and left us a review.